But Avraham Avinu was. We spoke about the Akedah yesterday, the journey towards the Akedah. Avraham Avinu took Yishmael and Eliezer with. We'll see Eliezer and Yishmael represent basically the entire Umasoil. They are the leaders of the entire non-Jewish world. And Avraham had a Havamina that they were shaykh to the Akedah. When he saw they weren't, he told them, you stay with the donkey. So this is bothers him a fortune. Just say Shulachim Po. What do you have to say? Ima Chamor, Mama Keshe. If they're staying with a donkey or they're staying in a hotel, well, what do we care? That's not really relevant to the Akedah. So we built the Gemara. The Gemara says Am Doyme Lechamor. You have to dash in the pasuk Am Doyme Lechamor. It means you don't have shaykhis to this because you're bound to your gashmas and therefore you can't transcend into the world we need to go into now. And then we'll see, and then he says, we're going up there, whatever, then we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you, we'll see, we'll come back to you, we'll be after 2,000 years of Golus, we'll come back to you, we'll pick you up, and then we'll all go off to what's called Mashiach. We're going to have to come along with on the Messianic journey. So that's Shulachim Po, we'll come back to you here, you stay here in your Chomiyas, we'll go off to the Kedah, we'll do what we have to do, and then we'll come back and we'll pick you up. That's kind of what we spoke about yesterday. Let's go further with this. Now, his passion name is Daneli Lakil Yudi Oirech Dim. Many years ago, I came to meet a Jewish lawyer. Yudi Zehaya Adam Datinina Pashranim. He was a religious guy, but from those, what they call them, I don't exactly know what he had in mind when he used the word Pashranim. It means compromises. That's how you translate the word. But I don't know what he had in mind in terms of our frame of reference, but it was one of the compromises. Im azman itachu b'neinu sichot hashkafa v'imuna. Over time, we managed to get into a discussion about hashkafa, about Torah, imuna. Sechochnu gam al chosa emes shebaparshanut. Maybe it means reform. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to. If anybody knows, just tell me. But I think that would be maybe reform, conservative. I don't know. We don't know how long ago this was. And they spoke to him about what was lacking in truth. And there's no truth in his derech. V'chein im chaleifas man ritchazek v'hoisif chal b'teir v'hoides Hashem. Lat he started changing and he became very strengthened in teir v'hoides Hashem. Ulam b'davar echad haya lo kashe ma'od litnatek. He couldn't detach himself from one thing. Zeh machshir hakilkul shebebeisev. Shmulei Yeshev in Bnei Beisev, but Sefer midei erev betachnit bidur kolshu. He had a little square box in his house that you plugged into the wall and it pumped in all sorts of stuff into your house. Today we never know what this nisom is. This is we have a bigger problem, but at the time, TV was the nisoin and the problem, and that was his problem. Every night, him and his family would get together, and they'd watch whatever was being pumped into his lounge. This was a big battle, and this was a terrible damage and danger to a person's spiritual life and Gashmi's life. He couldn't. This yid had a guy that worked for him in the house, butler, whatever. Maybe this was in South Africa, I don't know where this was. This particular eved that he had in his house was good at one thing. He was good at being stupid. He was a tipesh with all the Hebrew. Whatever you ask him to do, he did the opposite. He just didn't really get anything right. He often complained to me about this guy. Oh, you were an idiot. Ugh, I don't know what to do with him. One day, I said to him the following. Etmol v'layla b'shash yitzapite b'achnit yachad im b'nei b'isko. Yesterday, when you were sitting in front of the box, and you were watching the program, that whatever was on the box, this guy atipesh yoshev im chaveri v'tzachak mocha b'tachnit abidur. This idiot was also sitting in front of the box, watching the same program as you, and him and his friends also laughing and cackling over the program. The machalat upon alai va'omah. The next day he came to me, this Orech Din, and he said to me the following: Halasti le'estachayim. You mamish messed up my life. When I came last night to sit in front of the television and watch what was on there, remember what you told me. This idiot, this tipesh, is sitting there watching the same program as me and laughing and joking the same as me. I couldn't get this out of my head. So the whole enjoyment of the program was gone. I couldn't enjoy myself watching this thing anymore. Slowly was able to break his addiction to this terrible problem. This is exactly what we've been saying all along. And once again, I knew the Taba very, very well. He was not discussing the individual personal knocking the boat. When he refers to Goya, he's talking about what we see in the Goyisha world, the Goyisha Shkofas, the Goyisha Behavior, and not necessarily the lowest Goy. He's talking about even good, refined, healthy Goy, but they're not us. They're more anachnu. And the things they're interested in, the things they go after, are not exactly what should be drawing us. Me and my donkey are eating from the same trough. If you show Amad Amarishan, the Achish, the Gurish Meganader, the Nigs I love, she was Zaino Yi, Yerokos, the Ace of Asabi. Adam Rishon Ganaden was eating meat. After he was Gurish from Ganaden, it was also for him to eat meat. And after Noah, we were matted to eat meat again. And he had to go back to eating vegetables or whatever, you know, like a bunny. And he tied it. And even Chaloy Necho Bawasecha, me and my donkey are eating from the same trough. That's the idea here. Understand that all the pleasures of the world out there are physical pleasures. Then he can't get pleasure from them anymore, or not right away. Alavat was that easy. It put all the addiction therapists out of business if it was this easy. You know, you suddenly realize, wow, no, this is not for me. Boom, and then you decide to stop, and you stop. Yeah, then you could do well with your kippur as well if that was that easy. No, we're talking here in the ideal. Calls the man, the person knows that this is low, this is despicable, it's beneath me. As we say in Yiddish, it's pashnit. When you want to tell a child he's doing something wrong, you don't tell him bad boy or what you're doing is wrong. Tell him this is not matim for you. This doesn't suit you. This is below you. This is what we have to, when we encounter the seductions of the Yetzirah, when we encounter the pleasures of the Yetzirah that are being offered to us, we have to recognize Shezelo Matim Lanu. This is not for me. For some of the things that are out there, not even matching for a goy, by the way. The things today got so bad out there. But the goy I grew up with, I'm telling you now, the goy I went to school with and grew up with wouldn't even be interested in some of the stuff going on out there today. With a different moral standard 40 years ago in the world, 45 years ago in the world. I've mentioned before, but maybe some of you don't know this, but I as a kid remember when I was 5 years old, my grandfather had a store in downtown in South Africa in the city center. And I remember I was a five-year-old kid, and there was a man walking the street without a shirt, you know, and the cops came and arrested him. A white guy, I'm not talking about a black guy. In those days, you got arrested just because you were black. I'm talking about a white guy who was walking the street, and I remember people standing on going, walking the street without a shirt. That was some years ago, you know. So today, I mean, that's not even, that if you tell anyone that story, they think you're nuts, like where you lived in this oppressive sort of, where were you living? You know, Siberia. What kind of golag were you in? No, that's how it was. The way made a certain sensitivity that today they don't have even. And even a goy today wouldn't go after what the goy from then wouldn't go after what we're involved in today and never learn. So that's the world. Person has to have that hagosha. That what's been offered to me here is a bichlal lo. It's disgusting. And then the musugan lies me. Masha goy adayim lo chamon ena. I need other pleasures. I need more elevated, sophisticated, transcendent, spiritual Holy Jewish pleasures. So yeah, that's the vote. I remember when Tzoborokovitz asked us, we had a small chabura, the rabbis in Eishet Torah used to have a chabura with Tzoborokovitz, and so I remember he asked the chabura, why don't you speak Lashon Hara? What's wrong with Lashon Hara? So everybody said, what's wrong with Lashon Hara? I mean, you've got the whole Hakdama to the Chofetz Chaim you can bring out if you want, you've got all the Lavim, the Asays, whatever, we brought them all out very well, very professional. And he looked at us with such pity and he said, you don't speak Lashon Hara for the same reason you don't drink out of the toilet bowl. That's why you don't speak Lashon Hara. You don't speak Lashon Hara because who puts his head in the toilet bowl and drinks from there? Why don't you drink from there? Because it's disgusting. That's why you don't speak Lashon Hara, because it's so beneath you. It's so far from where a person's holding. You get nauseous thinking about it. Okay, that's what he was holding, but I'm just saying it's a different way of approaching the problem. It's not that the Torah asks it. I've only got to do it because the Torah asks it. I'm not going and never go away from Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. But in the world we're trying to build and strengthen now, you never have to get there. You don't speak Lashon Hara because it's choshuv, because that thing is beneath me. That's why we're trying to build ourselves up here. And this comes out in many ways, many small little ways where you can see this and you can start building it slowly, small little pieces at a time, where you start getting in touch with how choshuv you are. We're going to discuss some of that now. And there, you don't have to knock the problem. The problem just goes away because the problem's not in my world anymore. That which the Yetzer Hara is offering me doesn't even come into my Dalet Amos. I don't let it in there because it smells and I don't want to be in a room with smelly stuff. So therefore, I just don't get involved in it. Not because the problem's got any less, it's just I become more. I realize that there's more to me and there's better things awaiting me. But it doesn't mean, by the way, that you can't have any physical pleasure in the world. On the contrary, the goof needs what it needs. We see that our most high spiritual events are connected to the physical. We have suddhas connected to almost every transcendent moment. We drink wine as a means of transcendence. So we're not saying get rid of the physical pleasure. On the contrary, the Torah explains to you how to use the physical pleasures correctly. Why do we want to use those pleasures? We're not talking about becoming again monastic. That's not the goal here. But the goal is the correct pleasures, the pleasures that are matim for a king. I want to tell you a story, he says, which makes much more real, which illustrates very clearly how much the correct kosher Jewish gaiva yudit, the pride of being Jewish, how positive and how can achieve. The story that he was involved in, Moedika Maisa. And Adam Shiraita Rahman Islam met this abed. There was a person who wanted to commit suicide. He'd mamash Rahman Islam hit rock bottom, and he was depressed and he wanted to kill himself. But Tariya Kashew, Loki Bel Divrain Khumi Mishumadam. No one could help him. They all tried, everyone tried to talk him down, but nothing happened. He was so broken and hopeless that he just saw there was no hope left. Mamash, nothing left. Matzavei kashem or, obviously his situation was more difficult. The kol mishenisa da debe alibor sheyimne melasis es masaya chamor lo itzliach. Everybody who tried this one from this angle, that angle, obviously people were meshachneing him not to do it. Didn't help. That was it. He was going to take his own life. God forbid. Shemati alav ve'agati lemakom ishkuze b'matra da debe alibor. Rotav used to do this, by the way. He would hear about somebody that had a problem. He felt he could do something. He would go there. Even if he didn't know the person, even if nobody asked him to come, he had an unbelievable ability to find people that needed help, and he would go help them on his own bet. He heard about a Jew that was in prison in Greece. He flew there to go visit him. Why? Because that's another whole story. But that was what he did. He was completely available and open to Klal Yisrael's needs, even when he wasn't asked. He would go. I heard about him, so I went to where he was hospitalized or whatever, and I went to speak to him. I wanted to instill in him a little bit of hope via what's called Imunah Vashem. Chazal explained to him that from Hashem, okay, not exactly sure why he chose that particular lotion. It's a complicated one. What does it mean? Mipi Elyon lo teitzah ra'as va'toiv. Understand what it means? Achulo ikshivli. He didn't want to hear. Nesiti la'atir yisrael lidei tir chumrus ma'aseu. I try to explain to him. This was a man, remember, that learned when he was a youngster. He learned Shara Gehenim with his father. He tried to explain to him how serious the terrible act of taking one's own life is. Lo ze klum. Gam ko shemati lo shekol chayk alam abba yabed mimenu. Even I explained to him, you're going to lose your chaylok in alam abba. The fear, lo shina is like, nothing changed him. Nothing moved this guy. He was mamish, what we call hopeless. Meidach. So you don't give up. Kishnesiti leta b'fanav b'tzvayim chayim ad kama kosh bochu tzurich oto v'kama chashuv hu lamalo u'b'meisif lekach amati lo. When I started giving him the positive input, I started explaining to him how much a kosh bochu needs him and how choshuv he is to a kosh bochu u'b'meisif lekach amati lo kosh bochu reitzebo v'yokolom od kol regesh atanoishim avir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you, and your life is so choshuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Calls when you're breathing. Gam im einach oisamule, if you're doing nothing, you're just lying there breathing. That's all you're doing. You understand? Kam choshuv you are to Hashem. You know why? Ki ata hu aben shelo, because you're his son. Ata Yehudi, you're a Jew. And if you're a Jew, you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's son. And a father, when it's his son, even if he's not doing anything, the father loves his son, and he's choshuv to him. He's worrying about it. He's concerned about it. He's thinking about it. You're part of that infinite chain of Jewish history. And you are an entire universe. By the way, that's true. You are an entire universe. And inside of you is the potential to fulfill the entire purpose of the Bria. He burst out crying. When that happens, by the way, you know you've hit the spot. Ki advarim chacholu l'ravodim hanistorim b'yosef shalibwe. Because these words touch something very, very deep inside of the man. Avuzu hamisa, sorry, b'yosef shah v'achal l'gat b'echi, ki advarim chacholu l'ravodim b'yosef, avuzu hamisa es kol ha'mechitzos. This love that was explained to you, that he obviously touched subconsciously, burnt and melted down all the boundaries, all the mechitzas. At to achala shakem eschayev, u'miyom liyom ishtapeh b'matzava at sheivri. Slowly started crawling out of his situation until Baruch Hashem, he was healed and he was better. Rav Moi de Kamaisa. You have to be genuine with this, by the way. Just giving over the words when you don't feel them and you don't reel with them, I don't know if they would have touched. Farim ha'yotzim min ha'lev, nichnas l'lev. You have to live with this. Those of you who knew the Rav, knew this was one of the most amazing things about it. When you were with him, you kind of felt that you were with, in the presence of somebody who was really with Hashem. You kind of felt Hashem with him. It wasn't just for him theory. He'd internalized most of the stuff. But that's the vault. The vault is when you pick someone up, you show them a choshuv they are, then that starts touching something inside of them. We're showing them the negative consequences of what they're going to be involved in. The law is there. And it can even do damage, but positive, picking the person up, that can do a lot. Arocha ha'atz mishel oisa adam, nivnosa mi'akorish shu'ov, v'rotzu etzel ha'korish boch, z'masa achshav kifi shu'u. That's another very important point he's adding in here. The appreciation you have for who you are and in your relationship with Hashem is not based on the potential that I have to be something great one day. There's that as well. I'm not denying that. There's room for that as well, and it's important as well in order to build a person's hope, is to give them something to look forward to. But I'm not saying not. But before you even get there, there's an acquittal here, is that it's based on how I am now. It means I don't have to add anything or do anything in order to have this love of the father for the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me, for the appreciation, for the need, for the importance of my life in the world. And I'm an oil model, I don't need to do anything. I need, as I am now. It's enough. The schut zeis nichnes in libra ave le chaim le neisnam huvra lo sheyesh lo avu malichot. He discovered something worth living for. Avu mi שמחי אותו. There's someone that's giving you life every moment. If you're alive, it means Hashem wants you to be alive. You must have a reason for that. You can just kind of forget about you, say, didn't pull the plug. No, if he's feeding you and your heart's pumping and your eyes are seeing and you're functioning and the whole unbelievable record of who you are and your neshama and all that is all still functioning, so that's Hashem that's keeping that alive. So you have somebody to live for, no, for Hashem. One of the people who is a possible Mishle, Moisa Hashem, Bonai, Altimos, Musa Hashem, Bni, Altimos, Altikets, Betochos, Betochose. Don't be Nimas, don't be whatever, Tushtof, or feel lowly because of the Musa of that Hashem gives you, my son. And don't tickets, don't be also, don't be anger, Tushtof, whatever, from the tochocha, from the rebuke. Ma hu ha-musa she'ein adam ketz bo ve'einu mois bo. What is the musa that a person's not negatively affected by? Let's translate it like that for now. Kashe poin en la va'emrim lo. When you come and you tell him, B'ni, my son, B'ni, kashu magala, ki hu b'noi shel ha-kodesh baruch hu, v'Hashem yisbarach oyev oto, u'machak elo, she'yachzor alav. Then Musa Shain Adam Ketz. It's a Musa you don't kick away, you don't push away. Why? Because you said Bni. Musa Hashem Bni. What's the Kiddush there? Bni. Hashem's telling you. If you know what, you know why this Musa shouldn't be something that you look at negatively? Because Bni, you must stand. That's why, because I love you and you're important to me and everything you do is choshu for me. Therefore, when I give you a bit of musa, it's for your good and therefore you're not despised by it because you know that you must have. Oy se imuna ki bishvili nivra oylam v'ani chashuva v'omelech malchei ha'molochim. This imuna that you need to internalize and work on, that I'm very choshu in Hashem's eyes, I'm very choshu to Hashem and the world was created for me. That's the imuna that's needed today more than ever. This was Avraham Avinu's derech, and this was his big chiddush. He revealed, first discovered, and then he revealed the unbelievable kesha, whatever you want to translate that word is, bond, I'm going to use resonance again, you know, bond, relationship, whatever, okay, that was strong and elevated and transcendent that exists between the Jew and his creator. The whole purpose, and all the nachas ruach that comes from, that Hashem has, comes from a Jew, this beautiful, beloved child, let's see, there's a question here, that is found in this low world. Like Yaakov Avinu said, Achai to the shepherds, what is it? Excellent. Oh, very, very good. Thank you. Oh, Shkoyach Meneshi. Yep. When Yaakov Avinu was giving rebuke to the shepherds, he called them brother. Nachon, Achai. That's why they're Makabu. Very good. But you have to mean that, by the way. The Kiddush is not, you can go around and call somebody brother as much as you want and give him Musa and you'll get a black eye. What happened? I called him brother. No, it's not the fact that Yaakov Avinu said brother. That's not the Kiddush. If Yaakov Avinu said brother, it means he felt it. He felt the warmth and the love for these low-life shepherds. That's the Kiddush. That's the takeaway. It's not enough to just say it. The people pick up very quickly whether it's Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev or it's not Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev. To be ruthlessly honest with yourself, saying it will slowly bring it. You know, Chinuch says the more you speak it, the more you do it, the more you internalize it. Achinami. But when Yaakov Avinu calls you brother, whoa, you feel the warmth and the love. Yeah, excellent. Strauss brother. Oh, very nice. Yeah, okay, so it's Dafka, us, struggling and battling in this lowly world, not in the higher spiritual worlds with the Malachim on whatever, no, Dafka the youth, struggling and battling on his day-to-day journey through this world, that's good for where the whole Tachlis of the Bria happens, and that's where Hashem gets all his, whatever that means, Nachas Ruach. Maisa haya b'tzadik Reb Aaron Mikalev Zatzal she'sholu yichasidov. The Hasidim of Reb Aaron Karlina Zatzal asked him the following question: Rebbe, ma'u achet hanoyer b'yosi shli alu lichrobo? What's the worst possible sin that a Jew could do? What's the worst thing that a Jew could do? Interesting question, huh? Baron Aniach is Roish ala Shulchan, the Meshech Takota Rukhot. He put his head down and he thought about it for a long, long time. Wait, Hasidim Mantinim. All the Hasidim stood there patiently waiting. The Charada Luchuvosa, they were standing there waiting, trembling for his answer. What's the worst sin that he could do? Think about it while we waiting. When he lifted up his head, he answered them like this, the Pashtas. The worst possible thing that a Jew could do, the most damaging chet that a person can do is to forget that he's a Ben Melech. Wow. I don't know if I would have said that. That's the worst thing you can do. Because the minute you forget you're a Ben Melech, you're now free game. But now you have no boundaries. Anything's possible now. Because man, you're Ben Melech, so you're bound by the dictates of what it means to be a Ben Melech. Zeni sayen chayeinu. That's the nisoin of Alaf. Li sofik teshem shenos nulan es hanisoin, nos nulan gam es hakelim bitmoded modat slochem. If Hashem gave us a nisoin, He also gave us the kelim. He's making the before before the market. If Hashem gave us a nisoin, we have the kelim to withstand the nisoin. That's for sure. Hashem doesn't give you a nisoin that you can't withstand, because that's not a nisoin. That's just the chuva. You don't ask the 2 week old baby to walk, and when it can't, you fail the test. There wasn't a test. But the test is when you okay. I'm going to tell you what a test is, because a test is more complex than I'm just saying now. But just at the simplest poshut level. What a test is, if you couldn't pass the test, and all the Balei Mor, everyone says this, if you couldn't pass the test, Hashem wouldn't give it to you. That means when you get a test, it's a compliment. Hashem is telling you, he has a test, and you can deal with it, because you can deal with it, I wouldn't have given it to you. There's bias on Psukim for that as well. I'm going to that now, but that's the goal. If you have any soil on your hands at the moment, you can deal with it. How do you know? Because you wouldn't have got it if you couldn't. Now, you may push that soil to the point where you get to a point where you feel, I can't do anything more. When you genuinely, objectively know that you can't take any more of this test, then you've passed. Because now Hashem will pull you across. Kilosa b'avoda sefer b'gmul. In the beginning, you have to take the first 9 steps. The 10th step, Hashem pulls you over. I'm not going to. That's also a whole sugya on its own. I'm not going to go into that now. But Hashem's prepared. Hashem's prepared the solution to your problem before you even woke up this morning. The problem's already been taken care of. You just have to do what you have to do. Wow. Very incumbent upon us to know who we are. And therefore we, in our own world, individual world, in the Lashon of Maseiros Yesharim, in the singular, can't impress that upon people enough, myself enough. Maseiros Yesharim says, your chiv in your world. Don't look at anybody else. Your chiv in your world. Yeah, we're talking to everybody, so we're using the plural. Very important to have a look and understand what's going on around. That's the first step in anything, is to understand the metziut that you're in. And then, go learn and understand in that situation, what's my job? Here's a reality. That's the story that Hashem wrote. And I like this, I heard this from Yoel Gold the other day. Is in every story, there's two parts. There's the story Hashem writes, which you can do nothing about. You don't get the keys to edit that. What you can do is, against the backdrop of a story that Hashem wrote, you write your story. Means, in other words, Hashem gives you a situation, that's Hashem, you can't change the Metzias. Can't make Corona go away. As long as man is you're in the situation you're in, then you can't make the neighbor go away, or whatever. You're stuck with what Hashem has written, yeah? So now, how do you deal with it? That's where the test is, and that's our choice, that's our obligation. But say no more. Let's, tomorrow we'll enter into a very fascinating discussion of what the difference between Mohammed's Ha'am and Mohammed's Ha'yachid is, and how it's very relevant to this generation. For the Mohammed the Yachid, the Yasi Yachid, the Rodeh, but in the meantime, we have to stop the update.